Welcome. It's day 15, the first day of our final week together. As we move into week 3, we begin living every day in a state of grace. This week, we want to explore the big picture, but more profoundly, we want to become the big picture. That's exciting. Here's what I know for sure. The more complete we are, the more grace resides within us. We've opened our hearts through gratitude. And living in gratitude leads us to an innate awareness of the interconnectedness of all that is. It's what we've been practicing these last 2 weeks. When you're present in the here and now, it all begins to make sense in a complete, whole, and might I say, simple way. The dots start to connect, the stars align, and the big picture of your life starts to emerge. Living in a state of grace is actually our most natural way of being. It's when we feel the most free, most ourselves, and most at home. There is no step-by-step guide to attaining grace. There's only an opening of the soul. Open the door. Step in. Deepak is going to take us there through meditation. Let's get still.
We've arrived at the final stage of our journey into grace, which is about living every day in a state of grace. Society has assigned grace to saints, sages, spiritual masters, and holy men who have led their lives outside society. But if grace is everywhere, if it permeates every aspect of life, living in a state of grace is actually natural for everyone. It's not about who walks away from society and who stays behind. Living in a complete state of grace happens when you're a complete person. That's the only requirement. The final week of our meditation experience will focus on this one theme. If you are more complete, grace will fill you the way water fills a pitcher that has no holes or cracks. Now that you have experienced firsthand how beneficial it is to express gratitude, you are ready for a new role. Having seen the big picture, it's time to become the big picture. Your personal story will unfold on a much larger canvas. If this sounds difficult, it isn't. You've already taken the most important step. You have a wider perspective than before. You can look around and see how everything is interconnected. You have felt how nature's abundance is ready to give everything. You understand that grace exists in every moment. These are truths to live by. But how? The how actually comes second. What comes first is your attitude. You can now show generosity of spirit in all your daily encounters, at work, with your family, even with strangers. Generosity of spirit mirrors grace itself. You are simply acting from the same attitude that grace has shown you. Generosity of spirit means that you are open with everyone. You accept and respect their point of view. You see them with kindness, instead of judgment and criticism. you don't pass up a chance to show appreciation. These things don't make you a saint. They make you a person who knows that grace is real. You don't have to strain yourself to play your new role. It comes effortlessly. The most natural way to be generous of spirit is to follow your inner feeling. Speak and act when you feel something inside tap you on the shoulder, giving you a slight encouragement to say or do something kind or appreciative, to extend help and aid, to be there for someone emotionally. In this way, you become an agent of grace. You are doing its work. This is the highest form of the phrase, pay it forward. Now you embody grace, which is the most fulfilling way for anyone to live. As we prepare to meditate together, let's take a moment to consider our centering thought. By living my wholeness, I become complete. By living my wholeness, I become complete. Now let's prepare for our meditation. Make yourself comfortable and close your eyes. Begin to be aware of your breath and just breathe slowly and deeply. With each breath, allow yourself to become more deeply relaxed. Now, gently introduce the mantra, Om Purnam Idam. This mantra affirms that your true self is inherently full and abundant. It is as whole and complete as nature itself, because they are one and the same. As you repeat the mantra, experience and feel that wholeness of life as your essence. Repeat it silently to yourself. Om Purnam Idam. Om Purnam Idam. Om Purnam Idam. With each repetition, feel your body, mind, and spirit open and receive just a little more. Whenever you find yourself distracted by thoughts, noises, or physical sensations, simply return your attention to silently repeating the mantra. Om Purnam Idam. Om Purnam Idam. Om Purnam Idam. Please continue with your meditation. I'll mind the time, and when it's time to end, you'll hear me ring a soft bell. Om Purnam Idam. Om Purnam Idam. Om Purnam Idam. It's time to release the mantra. Continue to sit restfully, inhaling and exhaling slowly. When you feel ready, you can open your eyes. As you continue with your day, contemplate the centering thought. By living my wholeness, I become complete. By living my wholeness, I become complete. By living my wholeness, I become complete. Namaste.